We're so glad you're with us and taking a little bit of time out of your busy weekend to be with us. You know, we always try to guarantee we're going to share with you some information that I know that you can use around your house. Joe, you know, you were talking a few weeks about you're installing a sauna or sauna.
Right.
How do you pronounce it?
Sauna.
Sauna. Sauna. Because you've been to Finland, and so you got the right.
That's right.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, so that steam and that, you know, all of the nice, healthy atmosphere that's created there. Something I have never used is like a steam shower. I have installed some of them.
Which is different
than
a sauna. Yeah. A sauna is dry heat.
Sure. A little steam generator thing. But I think we have a caller right here, Ann from Idaho, that's not a big fan of them. Ann, tell us a story about this master steam shower.
Hi, yes. We have a 6x6 shower in our home this home is 22 years old, and the people before really didn't maintain it. So there's a lot of stained grout and a lot of stained tiles. There's some grout missing, and I'm in a dilemma on how to keep it maintained and keeping it clean.
Okay. And do you still use the steam in the shower?
Never.
Okay. And do you have... so many of them, I've been, you know, shocked to find some of these in houses that really they don't have adequate ventilation in them, so that after the steam's, you know, they open the door and the steam comes out and just saturates the whole bathroom basically with this hot, moist air, which is what, you know, and yes, it may have a small exhaust fan, but not one sufficient enough to move that out of there. So it must be completely enclosed, but is there any exhaust fan within the shower area?
There is not one in the shower. There's one in the very large bathroom, and there is a small window in the shower.
I see. Okay. Well, boy, I would sure consider putting that. Do you have tiles on the ceiling of the shower?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, for a steam shower, you'd have
to. That's what I would. That's what I would think. Mm-hmm. Well, I would certainly consider that. You know, the windows is only going to be marginally helpful because to get to the source of the mildew that you're experiencing and the mold and stain and so forth, you got to really move that air out of there. Even more so than when you have a traditional shower that has a little bit of room around the door or shower curtain to help it ventilate a little bit. But I would certainly do. You have an attic space above it?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Well, I would certainly put a good exhaust fan in the shower ceiling. It's not as hard as it might appear, and you can have one that has a switch that comes down inside one of the walls there to be able to utilize that. I would certainly consider that, but cleaning it thoroughly, there's a lot of different types of grout cleaner, and certainly having the right brush makes a difference. I would always recommend using some eye protection, though, because of the splattering around there, and using baking soda and hydrogen peroxide is really a cool way of creating that paste that allows you to really work that out. Still a lot of work. Now, it's ironic that steam will help steam, you know, to clean those steam, because a little steam cleaner that you see, you know, so often advertised and see them in the store so much, that's also a great alternative. So between the hydrogen peroxide and the baking soda mixture and the steam should allow you to get that very, very clean. Then it would be a matter of, it's really hard to match grout, but you can get grout that would match very, very close. And I would recommend using some of the products from Custom Building Products. They have a fantastic grout called Prism. And you can get it as close as you can to what you have to fill in all of that. And while it's still clean, I would recommend actually staining the grout with a grout color. It sounds like a lot of process here, but it really will get rid of all of the mold. It'll fill in any of the gaps by grouting the areas where it's missing. And then the recoloring, the regrouting and restaining of that is going to make it a nice, consistent color and protect it in the future. So several different things, including that exhaust fan, should eliminate the problem considerably.
Okay, one question. Do we need to let it dry out before we apply any of those other ideas?
The cleaning, you wouldn't have to, but prior to putting any, and the grouting doesn't have to be completely dry, but before you put any of the color stain on there, you will want it to be good and dry. And you can leave the door open, have a fan blowing in there just to circulate some air, and it won't take long to dry it all out.
Okay, you're probably like a week or a day?
Oh, no, I would only say a couple, just a couple days is all that's necessary to do that. So I think you'll be in good shape. I know it's a lot of work.
Yes, it really is, I'm sure. I've been using one product, but it has chlorine, and it's so strong that it's horrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest that. I would suggest going with some of the little more passive ways of going about it. I mean, the hydrogen peroxide and baking soda is a great way to go. But still, use some gloves and use some eye protection.